From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It's Saturday, June 19th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. There are 50 states and 43 countries listening in to your daily Tough Love Kvetch-a-thon from San Fran, PC. San Fran feces, call me for an IA. Just saying that makes me laugh, but it's true. Hey, new listeners, welcome regular listeners. I love you. All right, everybody. Well, here's the weather report for San Fran feces on this beautiful Saturday. Currently, the temperatures are 61 degrees. I see that the fog will be rolling in. The winds are still coming from the west. We've had very strong west winds for the past 2 months, coming in at 16 miles an hour now. Well, you know what? The tourists are back, and this is Willow Alley Week Part 6. I'll give you a little synopsis about what Willow Alley is about, and then I'll talk about the tourists that we saw yesterday in the downtown district. New listeners, I am happy to demystify San Francisco. I am a lifelong satirist. When I talk about the conditions on the streets, I wish I were kidding. I am not. It's a tragedy what's being allowed to happen. The city has been reset in a very negative way. That started March 17th, 2020, when our mayor, London Breed, announced the over-the-top draconian shelter in place. She allowed anybody to shelter in place on the sidewalks of San Francisco. You heard that correct. She announced a state of emergency for COVID and said people could shelter in place on the sidewalks of San Francisco. Well, gee whiz, what could go wrong in a small city, 7 miles by 7 miles, 49 square miles, with a fentanyl pandemic? We never had a COVID pandemic in San Francisco. 230 people died with COVID last year. Notice I say it, they died with COVID versus 713, that's correct, 713 citizens died of drug overdoses in 2020, and San Francisco is on track to lose over 1,000 souls of drug overdoses in San Francisco in 2021. So what's the real issue in San Francisco? It's drugs, baby. Also, new listeners.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
You guys have been brainwashed. We don't have a homeless problem in San Francisco. Currently, there are thousands of empty apartments. In my district, walking around, I can walk up and down the streets, go up and down the side alleys, empty units, empty units. People are running out of San Francisco. The city has lost over 100,000 people since the shelter in place started last year. Who is coming to San Francisco? A few rich people, some young people who are starting businesses, tech people. I talked about a great business yesterday, Urban Aesthetics by Derek Arnell. I will have the information in the description box. Well, he is something positive, new fresh blood in the city. It's a great luxury skincare line by a young queer black man. He is sweet as pie, and I love his products. This is not a commercial. It's a review and a recommendation, and I do those here occasionally when it's something that really, I think it's great, and I think you guys should know about it. So check out Urban Aesthetics by Derek Arnell, okay? Support San Francisco in a positive way. Okay, now Willow Alley, a quick synopsis. Woo, I'm so tired of talking about Willow Alley, everybody. But I told myself I was going to do it for 7 days to highlight. So here's a quick synopsis about Willow Alley, and then I'll talk about the tourists that we saw downtown yesterday and how I enjoy hanging on 4th Street between Market and Mission. Willow Alley is a deplorable...
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
Junkie Alley Dump. They are using Willow Alley as an open-air homeless shelter. It's really sick. They consider themselves saviors, but they do not consider the neighborhood it is running and ruining directly. Little Saigon, that means it's a Vietnamese restaurant microhood, which is being impacted by having a junkie holding cell, for want of a better term. And new listeners, I'm using the Cambridge Dictionary here. A junkie is someone who cannot stop taking narcotics, and that is the real issue on the streets of San Francisco besides the crime apocalypse. But I'm not even going to touch the crime. Let's circle back to Willow Alley and how the junkies, these drug addicts, they come out to San Francisco. Remember I told you the mayor said people could live on the sidewalk, sheltering in place? Well, she hasn't lifted that emergency order yet. Please come out to San Francisco and see for yourself. It will blow your mind. It's a Victorian freak show, fourth world street conditions, Jim Crow slum conditions. Some areas look like Haiti after a hurricane. You'll be wondering, where are all the black people in San Francisco? Honey, they're on the streets of the Tenderloin. Not all of them, but if you just came through San Francisco and you checked out the Tenderloin and you saw all these middle-aged black people, primarily black males, gotta keep it real as a sexist, womanist, bohemian, biologically born, genetic black woman of the middle-aged libertine variety, a lot of black people on the street in the Tenderloin. It is a shame. Now Willow Alley is impacting Little Saigon. It has been something close to my heart because it's my district, so much so that I started this platform kvetching about all the junkies in the alley. I did it hardcore, started this platform April 2020. I was actually on TV. That's the kind of woman I am. I know how to galvanize and get people to work with me. ABC 7 News, Dan Noyes and his investigative news team with Ken Miguel, they covered Willow Alley. There I am on TV talking about, oh my God, junkies in the alley. I didn't say junkies, because it's on TV, and you know, San Francisco is a phony, namby-pamby city. Everybody's supposed to be so fake polite, but here I use the dictionary definition for someone who cannot stop taking narcotics, which is a junkie. So I'm on TV talking about all the junkie. So that's Willow Alley. Middle of the month now, San Francisco is woo! All right, so enough about Willow Alley. Now about the tourists. Yeah, tourists are back. I went downtown yesterday to meet a friend. I'm not going to say what I was doing. I'm not a big oversharer. I curate what I overshare. I'm middle-aged. I know what the deal is about life, y'all, especially black people.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
A lot of people would prefer to hear black people are suffering. A lot of people think I'm suffering much more than I am. A friend of mine says, you should tell them what you're really doing. And I said, no, I'm not, because this is not a reality show. And jealousy is real. Ask me how I know. Now, I met a friend downtown. I love, my favorite part of downtown is on 4th Street between Market and Mission. It's my vibe. It's my jam. I love it. I know Larry the Bucket Man. He plays his upside down. They're like, he plays drums on buckets. He does a great job, and he has tapes of his own music. There's a video of mine on San Francisco Dam Twitter page. Right now, I am not on Twitter. I take a 48-hour digital detox away from Twitter on the weekend, but I put in the description box so you could go see the little funky video I made featuring Larry's music, and it's jamming. There's dueling drummers. On 4th at Market, there's Larry. Then right across the street from him are some other black guys on Ellis. And they're like jamming too. So it's where to see live music in San Francisco on 4th at Market. Then you could go to Ross. You could go to my favorite Trader Joe's, the subterranean one. You could go to Target. I really like it because there's a strong police presence. And a lot of tourists are in town. The tourists are wearing turquoise. The tourists are in town. They're walking around. They're looking for things to do. We are slowly reopening. The bars just basically opened up. The restaurants just basically opened up. Can you imagine? We lost tourism. 40% of small businesses in San Francisco will never open again. So the tourists are back. They're wearing turquoise. They're wearing orange shoes. They're wearing black leather. You know, they have a lot of makeup on their eyes. I think they're so cute. And I give them advice when I see them. Hey, I'm sorry, tourists. The cable cars won't be running until August. I know this COVID overhanded response is ridiculous, considering we have a drug dealing apocalypse in the Tenderloin. If I'm lying, my name is Britney Spears. It's Saturday. I've got things going on. I brought you a daily show. I appreciate you coming along on this psychodramatic journey, demystifying this once great city. And I'll say it again. San Francisco is never going to be great like it was without an emphasis on safety, law, and order. Without that, it's dystopian, which is what it is right now. But it sure is pretty. All right, everybody. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.